Joan Brander is well known in the Lower Mainland by Pesenka enthusiasts. Now, Pesenka is the Ukrainian word for those glorious, colorful Easter eggs that typify Ukrainian cultural tradition, much like pierogies and borscht typify Ukrainian cuisine. Of course, there's much more to both cuisine and culture. And also, there's much more to each of these elements when we drill down to the details. In the case of Pesenka, there is much to learn about this ancient art form dating back many thousands of years, thanks to the knowledge and techniques that were passed down countless generations. It's still being passed down thanks to Pesenka artisans like Joan Brander. She not only creates these gorgeous works of art, she's been teaching it to countless others for many years in the local area, and thanks to technology, beyond. Joan joins us now by telephone from her home in Richmond to tell us a bit about her passion for this enduring art form and her plans to continue sharing it. So thanks for joining us, Joan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, we've known each other a long time, and I recall from the day I first met you that you were already an accomplished Pesenka artist and were teaching workshops in the local area. So how long exactly have you been at it?
Well, I've always been immersed in Pesenka from a very young age. I remember the sights, sounds, and smells of writing Pesenka as a child with my baba. Then later in my teens and adulthood, I had the joy of sharing Pesenka with my parents. Beyond that, when I began teaching and doing demonstrations and just sharing my passion.
So what inspired you to begin teaching?
Well, I did many displays and demos in the community. Do you remember Eaton's? I even did a demonstration there. And at one time, I was approached by a teacher who invited me to her school. Her class was a primary grade, and they had an entire unit on eggs and chickens.
Huh.
I remember the teacher, the children hatching chicks in the classroom, and doing a Pesenka workshop with them.
That's amazing.
It was so much fun, and the kids were just adorable. That was 1991,
wow.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been giving workshops.
And
so, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and still doing demonstrations during Easter time, before Easter, and also, in the summertime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it became year-round activity, pretty much.
Yeah. So, and you got online quite early in the game. I still remember coming over to your house, seeing you poring over some computer manual that would just make my eyes glaze over.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going a long way back, Paulette. But, another catalyst was the need in the community for knowledge and supplies. And so that's when I created a website, and that was in the early 90s, so I believe I was a pioneer on the internet with a website.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when you were reading manuals, like they were hard print.
Yeah.
They weren't online.
Exactly. It was a lot harder back then.
Yeah, so, but you had already been doing a newsletter in snail mail, right?
Yes, I did precede the internet with hard copy newsletters, which are now a collector's item because I don't do them anymore. But with the coming of the website and the well-known FAQ page,
right,
I was able to answer questions from customers and people. And that progressed to social media today with platforms like Facebook and a blog where I can answer questions directly and more quickly, too.
Yeah. So tell us, where can people find you online then?
They can find me on Facebook, Discover the Magic of Pesenka, Baba's Beeswax. And I have a blog called Baba's Beeswax. And I have a YouTube channel.
Cool. And you also have a website.
I have a family website, yes. The whole family is involved in it. And the website is www.babasbeeswax.com.
And that's if people need supplies or information, they can go there.
Yeah.
And
it's
also
the best way to contact me.
Okay. And now also, you've taken to a slightly older technology, but still very popular one, and that being books.
Yes. Yes, I've always been keen on writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first book I published was a children's activity book. That was in the late 1990s, and I called it Pessinke on paper.
Right.
And it was very popular, and it's now into its third printing.
Oh, congratulations. Good for
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So it's kind of like a coloring book on steroids.
Sort of like that, yeah.
Okay. And so you went on, I know you've also written a bibliography, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, the bibliography was a unique first of its kind publication. It was launched in Washington, D.C., where it received the Mark of Distinction from the Library of Congress.
Cool.
And I love the play in words on the book. The name is About the Pessinke, It Is Written.
Yes.
So it's really a play on the book, the bibliography, and the fact that Pessinke are written.
Right.
And since then, I've done several articles. And my most recent is a new teaching aid that I'm very excited about.
Ah, what's that about?
Yeah, well, it's another first of its kind. Its name is My First Pessinke, Symbols My Baba Taught Me. It has over 70 hand-drawn images, and it's got symbols that are grouped into categories. It's got drawings that are very simple and uncomplicated, not like some of the images you see on the web of very intricate, elaborate Pessinke. These are just symbols, the basic symbols that are written on Pessinke. And the symbols are large on pages that can be mounted as teaching aids if teachers wish to use them in the classroom.
Oh.
So it's more than just a coloring book.
Right.
It's used for teaching and hoping it will instill a curiosity to learn more about Pessinke.
Well, yeah, you're only one person. You can only do so many workshops on your own. And you've found, because you've been doing this for how many years now? Do you want to say?
Well, it's over 27. I'm
okay.
Coming up to my 30th year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can, I mean, I'm sure you're eventually going to retire. And you can, again, only do so many workshops. So teachers that like the art and would be interested in sharing it can use your latest book?
Yes, absolutely. It's good for children and for teachers. You're never too old or too young to engage in the wonder of Pessinke.
Great. So how can people find this book?
Well, there's several ways they can purchase it. It's available from Amazon.com, from the website babasbeeswax.com, or from your local Ukrainian craft store.
Okay. Super. So you've done books, you've done workshops, articles, social media, and you were a pioneer getting online in the first place. And I understand that you're looking at jumping into another up-and-coming technology trend to promote this wonderful art form.
Yeah, I've got several things going on. My newest endeavor is to create a podcast. I want to capture all the fun that I've had over the years and the knowledge I've accumulated and over the past, dare I say how many decades, but it has been that long and it's time to continue sharing.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, well, you've got a YouTube channel. What do you do on the YouTube channel?
My most recent endeavor is to do some book previews.
Okay.
And I've also got some fun, whimsical stuff with my company mascot, Guy Kiska, and he likes to have some fun and poke some fun, so it's whimsical and has a bit of humor in it. So.
Okay. How can people find you on YouTube?
On YouTube, it's Baba's Beeswax is the YouTube channel.
Perfect. Okay. So tell me more about your podcast.
Yes, there's a lot of things to cover. I'll be covering the culture, the technique, the history, the tradition, and just sharing everything that I know.
Awesome. Well, and I hope that you're going to allow me to share that podcast here on Nash Holos.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite stations and the best venue to do it at.
Well, thanks for that. I'm glad to hear that. And absolutely pleased to be working with you and helping you to bring this to Nash Holos listeners. So definitely keep me posted, and I guess people can keep tabs on you as well. I imagine you'll be letting them know. And how can people keep tabs on you and keep in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me by phone or by email or through our social media platforms. All those platforms are listed on our website. www.babasbeeswax.com.
Okay.
So if you go to that website, you can see a link and just click on it, whatever you're comfortable with and whatever platform you're using. Just please comment and post your comments there, and I'll be sure to answer them.
Awesome. Now, what was the name of your most recent book again?
It's called My First Pesinka, Symbols My Baba Taught Me.
Okay. And for any teachers that are listening and getting ready to get back to school, that is certainly a good thing to add to their repertoire, and they can get a copy themselves at your website, www.babasbeeswax.com. And you mentioned something that you've got a little present for a lucky listener.
I do. I'd love to give a copy of my book to the first listener that calls me at 604-275-8169.
Okay.
I'm happy to mail it out, or you can pick it up and have a peekaboo at my gallery and studio.
Perfect.
The phone number is 604-275-8169.
Okay, so once again, listeners, if you'd like a copy of this great teaching aid, it's and you know, if you're not a teacher but you know somebody who is, who may not be able to catch the show, then here's your chance to get a free copy. Call 604-275-8169, and once again, 604-275-8169, the first caller through to reach Joan, and you can make arrangements on whether or not you want it mailed or you want to pick it up and have a look at her studio and to some of the incredible artwork that she's done and is on display in her studio. So once again, 604-275-8169. Joan is waiting for your call now. And so thank you once again, Joan, for joining us. And look forward to bringing your podcast onto our radio show here at Nash Holos and sharing your incredible knowledge and skill with Nash Holos listeners. Thanks so much.
Thanks for interviewing me, Paulette. And thanks for showcasing our Ukrainian-Canadian culture on your show.
Thanks. My pleasure.